Hi guys, it's Mandy with the Speaking Wife podcast. I hope you've had an awesome week. I'm pretty excited that I'm being able to send out another episode when it's only been 3 weeks since the last one. And before that, it was a year and a half. So I think we're headed in the right direction. Also, I wanted to mention that some pretty exciting changes are coming. My husband surprised me and ordered a podcast kit. And so far, it's just been me holding my phone and recording everything that way by myself. And I have a kit coming where there's going to be two microphones and a little soundboard. And I'm super excited about that. I'm a little intimidated because it's going to be interesting figuring out all of the different things that that is actually capable of, bringing in a soundboard and working with a microphone. I'll most likely be hooking up to a computer. And so it's a big change, but I think it's going to be awesome. And I'm really excited about having two microphones because I have a long list of people that I would love to be able to talk to on the podcast. I have so many sweet friends that could bring so much encouragement to your lives, and I would love to be able to do that. So we're moving that direction with having two microphones, getting a little bit more of an official setup, I guess, get that going. And I'm super excited about that. So hopefully you'll be able to hear the difference in the next episode. We'll see if we can get everything set up by then. But today I was going to try to stop and record something pretty quickly. Hopefully it won't be too long, but it's something that's been on my heart for several weeks now. And I've talked to y'all before about how when I feel like the Lord is dealing with me about something, I'll sit down and I'll get into researching it and trying to process how I need to talk about it, what kind of points I need to have or whatever. And without fail, the thing that I am feeling led towards will be the thing that I am about to step into. And it's a little bit mind-blowing and it's a little bit intimidating because as I start to feel pulled in a certain direction, since I know that that's kind of the pattern that happens, it'll be a moment of like, oh no, what am I about to have to face or process or, you know, walk through mentally or whatever. And this episode, obviously, as you've seen, is just called Freeze. And I wanted to talk today about not making any sudden moves because there are certain situations in life where you cannot make a move because your emotions cannot be trusted, your mindset cannot be trusted, the situation that you find yourself in is so volatile or so really so critical to the trajectory of your life that any sudden moves can send things spiraling in a really detrimental way. And so that's what I'm going to endeavor to talk about today. I feel very unqualified to talk about it because, like I said, I wrote all of the things down. I tried to get my thoughts together and immediately went through one of the most difficult weeks that I've probably ever been through as far as with my own emotions and my own thoughts and not being able to kind of hear the logic above the loudness of my own emotions and my hormones, we'll just say what they are. And so when I'm talking about this, it's not from a place of mastery. It's not something that I've figured out. It's not something that I've got a degree in or that I'm never going to have to think about that again. But because I had stopped and I had prayed about this and written so many things down, literally the next day is when I began to fight a battle that was really difficult because I didn't realize how strong the battle was until I felt like I was going completely under, trying to process it and trying to bring reason and logic back into the picture in the way that I was processing things in my own mind. And the steps and the notes that I had written down were the very things that I had to force myself to go back to and to remind myself of that God had just dealt with me about this way, this pattern, these steps that needed to be taken when someone was feeling the way that I found myself feeling. So if you feel like that I'm kind of coming across like a know-it-all, please know that is not what I'm trying to do. That's not where my heart is at all. I hope desperately that when I'm brutally honest and transparent about the things that I'm walking through or trying to figure out that I can be encouraging to you if you're finding yourself in that kind of place where you feel like you don't even really know how to process what's right in front of you. That's the only goal. The goal is never to sound like I've got it all together, because I don't have the energy to keep up a facade like that. I don't know how some people do it, where they appear to have it all together all the time, and on the inside they're crumbling. I don't have the mental or emotional energy to keep up two lives. So this is who I am. This is me. And I try to be brutally honest and transparent with y'all to hopefully be encouraging, and that's it. So we're going to talk today about not making any sudden moods. Yeah. We can't say we're never going to make any sudden moods, because those are the things we're working through. Anyway, if our decisions are dictated by our moods or our emotions, we always find ourselves in a state of unsettledness, because that can change at the drop of a hat. It's because we're human, first of all, and we tend to only see what's right in front of us. And then secondly, every situation in life is temporary. Even situations that are ongoing for, 10, 20, 30 years in the scheme of your life, in the grand scheme of things, that is even a temporary situation. The only thing that is sure about life is change. So if our mood and our life choices are ruled by our emotions or by our situation, if our emotions are dependent on our circumstances, then it's no wonder that every day feels like a game of mental Russian roulette. You never know how that day's going to go. And sadly, neither do your children or your spouse. They don't know how you're going to step into the room, what kind of mood you're going to be in, what is going to happen that day. So to avoid being in this unstable place, we have to set up some guardrails for ourselves. And I really like to think of doing this as sheltering in place, even though that might kind of be an iffy thing to talk about because of what we've all gone through in the last 3 years. But it's like an emergency plan that sits on the shelf until you need it. And it is going to be implemented in those emergency situations where you realize things are out of control. It's like a safety net for when you feel like you're falling off a cliff. You cannot set up safety protocol in the middle of an emergency. These are things that need to be set up beforehand. And I think I've mentioned that countless times too. And when you're in the heat of the battle, or when the emotions are running high, is never the time when you're going to successfully put a game plan together of how to get through that moment. But if you've already taken the time to kind of put some plans together ahead of time, then you're able to just access that plan and be like, okay, this is why that I created this plan. This is why we thought this through, because we knew this moment was coming. And we've all heard the saying that says, don't make a permanent decision based on a temporary emotion. But sometimes when your emotions and your feelings are so loud and they seem so justified, we struggle with seeing any way out of that situation. So if we have purposely put this plan in place, it gives you the steps forward, and it kind of gives you an anchor to grab onto until you can find your footing again. So the plan can help you avoid decider's remorse. I really like that. I don't know if I've ever heard it before, but I really like that. Just like we talk about buyer's remorse when everything seemed like such an obvious decision in the moment to purchase that car or that house or that furniture or whatever it is. But it was brought on by the high pressure environment that you were in, and you made a decision and then you regretted it. I have had way more decider's remorse than I've ever had buyer's remorse. And y'all know that, these plans cannot be complicated or I won't remember. So we're just going to keep it really simple. The first step is you have to stop. You have to hit the brakes. Take a deep breath and don't make any big decisions. Just because it feels like you have to do something right in that moment doesn't mean that you really do. And I've been there when it feels like my whole body might actually explode if I don't make a decision. Like, your insides are going to come apart. And I know it's hard to try to take a deep breath when it actually just feels like your head is underwater. And maybe at the end of everything, you're going to realize that your thinking was unclouded. Maybe you'll just end up having confirmation to do exactly what you were already thinking you should do. But if it's the right choice today, then it's going to be the right choice 24 hours from now. So ask yourself, what can you damage by pausing for a moment? Most of the time, the answer to that, even though it's frustrating, is nothing. We're not going to destroy anything by taking a deep breath. When you're a mover and a shaker and you want to get things done and go forward, that's really frustrating because we want to just solve everything right then. But the truth is, if you ask yourself, what am I going to damage by just taking a moment and giving myself time, and the answer is nothing, then you can resolve to give yourself a safety break before you move forward. The second thing you do is you look. For this step, you'll have to be willing to be honest about how you're viewing life. The lens that you're looking through colors your perception of everything. That's the difficult part, I feel like, about being women especially. I think men are a little better at categorizing things or keeping things segregated in their mind. But especially for me, if I'm dealing with something that has my emotions all over the place, it doesn't just affect one little category of my life, but this is the lens that I start seeing everything through. And it's like the story of the man who went to the doctor that was complaining that he had pain all over his body. He said, "When I touch my leg, it hurts. When I touch my arm, it hurts. When I touch my head, it hurts. When I touch my back, it hurts. When I touch my neck, my stomach, it hurts." And after lots of examining and discussion, they discovered that his finger was broken. Everything he touched hurt because his finger was broken. It wasn't that the rest of his body was damaged, it's that his finger was hurt. So affecting his entire life was this one thing that could have been handled fairly simply, but it made him feel like his whole body was falling apart. So when what we're looking through is broken, everything we look at looks broken. We'll feel like our entire lives needs to change. We have to make super big decisions right at that moment, and we need everything to line up and to be different. I don't know if any of y'all have ever felt that way, where you wake up one day and the house is not clean enough, the kids are not sweet enough, your husband is not understanding enough, your church people are not welcoming enough. When you're feeling like everything hurts, it's time to examine the lens that we're looking through. And one of the best ways to tell that your vision is damaged is if no one is measuring up. In the very rarest of cases, this could be true. I mean, super rare cases. You may need to drastically change your environment. But most of the time, if the whole world is feeling against you, there's something going on inside of you that needs to be addressed. And that is becoming the thing that is coloring the entire rest of your life, the way you're seeing everything. The third thing we need to do is to listen. What are you actually listening to? I don't mean hearing, but what are you really listening to? There's a lot of things that we hear that kind of become the white noise or the background of our life, but there are certain things that we allow to come into our ears or into our hearts, into our minds, and we dwell on those things and we really listen. Is what you're listening to something that lines up with the Word of God? If not, then it's not true, and it needs to be secluded from your decision-making process. We make some of the biggest decisions of our lives during the worst times of our lives, and the voices that we bend our ear towards have more than a little effect on how we come through those times. Any voice that pulls us away from God is a voice that needs to be dealt with, including your own voice. There are some times when you have to decide, I'm not going to believe everything that I tell myself. That's really difficult because, in my case, I won't even realize what I'm telling myself. But sometimes you have to recognize what you're saying to yourself that's affecting your behavior in these really important moments. And it's interesting if you look up tips for sheltering in place, one of the things you'll find is instructions to seal the room. This is in case there's any unhealthy toxins in the air. I struggle finding all the exact words for those descriptions, but if there's any kind of toxins in the air or if there's flooding or something like that, one of the things they tell you to do is to seal the room. This is to stop the unhealthy things from seeping into your environment. To do that effectively, you have to identify the place that's vulnerable to that seeping. That's exactly what this listen step does. It's a reminder to inspect your life for those areas where unhealthy things can creep in and affect your thinking without you even realizing that it's happening. Sometimes it's difficult to be honest about who we're allowing to speak into our lives or what we're allowing to speak into our lives. Sometimes it's a form of entertainment that's kind of coloring your perception of everything. Sometimes it's a close friend that you care so much about, but they're bringing a voice into your life that's detrimental to the target that you're wanting to aim at, where you're wanting to go with your life. Obviously, this stop, look, and listen thing, we've heard all of that many times. And in this situation, this is not a three-step plan to perfect life. And sometimes you're going to have to look both ways before you cross the street, and you're going to do your best to know exactly that everything's straight and safe. And then when you go to cross the street, you're going to get hit by an airplane. Life is really unpredictable, and it can force you into a position where choices have to be made quickly for your sake and for your children's sake or for your safety for several different reasons. But the goal is for that to not be all the time, for us to not be in a state of panic and decision-making all the time in every moment where we find ourselves just kind of being controlled by the environment, by our situation, by our emotions, by our children's emotions, by our spouse's emotions, by whatever situation we find ourselves in at the time. And then we're living like a yo-yo where we're going up and down all over the place. You don't want that to be the normal situation of your life. The goal is to put some things in place that help you to process and be able to make decisions in a safer way, in a more healthy and sustainable way. And we have so much information about sheltering in place because someone prepared for stormy things, whether you're in Oklahoma and it's tornadoes, or you're anywhere near the coast and you're dealing with hurricanes. If you're in California and you're dealing with earthquakes, there are people who have gone through really horrible things that because of their experience, they know what not to do. And so you can Google almost any kind of catastrophe or natural disaster, and you'll find tips on how to survive that the most healthy or the safest way possible. And we have all of those tips because of people that have gone through those things and thought to themselves, hey, there's someone coming behind me and they're going to need this information to be able to make it through. They did that because they wanted the people that were eventually going to come through it to have a better way to get through it than they did. And it wasn't a question of if people were going to experience a tornado or if someone is going to experience an earthquake or a hurricane, but the question was just when. And it's the same way for us. There's going to be situations that try to push you into a panic when you feel like the world is crashing in all around you and you have to act immediately to survive. Hopefully, small emergency plans like this can help reassure you and bring some steadiness into those moments when you're feeling that panic and that the pressure of making decisions right then. Like I said before, every situation in life is temporary, and the only constant is change. And while some can say that that sounds awful, some will be really relieved because if you're in a situation where it feels like it's always going to be this way and you don't think you're going to survive, you can take a lot of hope from the statement that every situation is temporary. You are not going to wake up every day feeling like you're feeling right now. You're not going to live every moment just trying to survive the next 5 minutes. Things are going to change. And if you're ready for your season to change, just hang on. Because like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, spring is coming. The weather's changing. The atmosphere is shifting. The sun's coming out again. Things are going to be different. Things are going to change. And the situation that you're in right now, if you're feeling hopeless or you're feeling overwhelmed, it's going to change. And if you're one of those people that's in a really great place right now and you're feeling super steady and you feel like life, you've got it by the horns and you are charging ahead and you've got it under control, I'm super happy for you. I think that's amazing and you should soak it up while you're right in the middle of it and use this time to put that plan together for yourself because that will change too. And one day there will be a moment where you need to remember what the truth is and that you are going to make it through the hard times. You are going to make it through the difficult days, and you can ground yourself in the actual truth. There is only one truth, and it's not a thing, it's a person. Jesus Christ is the truth. And if you're feeling like you have nothing to hold on to, you have found the answer that you need. It does not mean that life is going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you're going to wake up every day in a musical with beautiful songs and birds singing and floating through life. But He will anchor you and He will hold you. And when it feels like no one else understands and no one else even cares to understand, He's not busy, and you don't have to pick a number. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to try to see if He can make time for you or schedule a counseling appointment. Right now, right in this moment, before you make any sudden moves, before you make any drastic changes in your life, you can take a deep breath and you can talk to Him just like He's right next to you. You know, it seems really silly to some people, but if you need to do something physically that reminds you or that triggers that moment for you, then that's acceptable. If you need to go sit down at a table and you need to pull up a second chair and you need to sit there and talk, then do that. There are a lot of things that we will kind of laugh at or will push aside, say, I'm not going to do that, that's crazy. When the truth is, what you're about to do, the decision you're about to make, is what's crazy. It's the thing that's going to affect your life and send it on a path you would not choose. So I know that earlier, probably at the very beginning of recording the podcast in 2018, I did an episode called Talking Back to Yourself. In these moments, you have to talk to yourself and remind yourself of what is true. Because sometimes, once again, your environment, your situation, your spouse, your children, those are not bringing the truth into your life. And you have to remind yourself of what is true. And if you need to talk to an empty chair that you don't physically see somebody sitting in for a moment to get you through that minute and that moment of just feeling like the world is caving in on you, is that really a bad thing to do? Or is that the best thing you can do? My dad tells a story that I just love him so much. For those of you that don't know, I am Keith Cherry's oldest daughter. And if you've ever heard him preach or ever talked to him at all, he is one of the most hilarious people, and he gives the greatest analogies. And he is the type where he's going to do what he needs to do to survive and to be there for his children and keep his relationship with God. And sometimes it looks crazy. Sometimes it's something that nobody else would do. But because of that, he's been able to bring a smile and bring encouragement to so many people. I love him to death, if it's not obvious. But he tells a story of one particular day when he was really dealing with some mental battles. He felt like the devil had bullied him with what ifs and frustrations and anxieties. And he was driving down the road and all alone. He was in the car by himself. And he got to a stoplight and he had had enough. He stopped the car at the stoplight, got out of the driver's seat, walked all the way around the car to the passenger door, opened the door and said, "Get out. You've been riding with me long enough." Now, to anybody else looking around, he looked like he needed to be gently taken somewhere safe. But he was fighting a mental and emotional and spiritual battle, and he stopped and he drew a line in the sand. And he said, "That's enough. I'm not accepting the anxiety. I'm not accepting the fear and the worry and the depression. That's it. You've been riding with me long enough." And there have been moments when I have stopped and I have remembered him doing that. I remembered him telling us that story. And I have done that in my own life. I haven't done anything quite that dramatic yet, but I'm definitely not above doing it. There have been times when I have walked up to my front door and opened it and said, "All right, you're not welcome here. This is not your home. If I am a child of God and I believe what I say I believe, then the enemy has no place in my home, in my heart, in my mind, in my marriage. He has no place there. And since he can't hear my thoughts, sometimes I have to use my voice and I have to fight back. That's where you start talking to yourself, because it's time to remind yourself who you belong to. It's time to remind yourself what you really believe, and it's time to identify what you're actually listening to, what you're allowing to just roll over and over and over in your mind. And if you will really stop and think about that, very often you'll find that that is why you're feeling panicked all the time. That's why you're feeling overwhelmed. That's why you're feeling defeated, because the voice you're listening to has no business even speaking to you. And you're allowing the enemy to have power over you when you don't belong to him. So before we make any sudden moves, let's just freeze for a minute and let's walk ourselves through this. We're going to stop and force ourselves not to make a decision. We're going to look at the way we're viewing life. We're going to allow ourselves to be honest enough about our own self that we see the lens that we're viewing things through and what needs to change about the way we're processing things. And then we're going to listen. We're going to identify what it is that we're actually listening to, and we're going to adjust accordingly. If you're not listening to the truth, then what you're listening to needs to change. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that I'm on the trajectory of recording podcasts a lot closer together and very soon having a great guest for y'all to be able to listen to. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen.